Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A huge victory at the United States Supreme Court for foster care ministries. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to discuss this is Holly Mead. This is an amazing decision because it's unanimous. I'm not sure anyone was going to predict that it would be unanimous.
It's a really
unanimous
rare
decision.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Very rare.
For them all to
the good thing is that we're seeing unanimous decisions come from the Supreme Court on religious free exercise. So that is good. Mm-hmm. And this particular case is the decision of Fulton versus City of Philadelphia. It involves a Catholic social services ministry. It's a foster care agency that refused to compromise its religious beliefs by placing children with same-sex couples. Now, contrast this before we get to the actual meat of this. Bethany Christian Services was also in Pennsylvania, and they caved. And shame on them for caving, because they faced the same pressure as the Catholic social services. They caved when they were told that they had to place children into same-sex households, and they compromised their Christian values, and they said, okay, we will do that. But Catholic Social Services says, we cannot, we will not, because that goes against our core ministry and Christian teachings. We don't want to put children in homes with same-sex couples. That's not their best interest.
Didn't Philadelphia actually pass a law saying they had to do that?
They ended up revoking their agreement, and they had an agreement that they would ultimately be able to...
They would fund them?
Well, not so much funding, that they would actually be able to get referrals to them and that they would license them. So here's the thing. If Catholic Social Services gets the license pulled, gets the agreement pulled from Pennsylvania, Then what ultimately would happen, or in this case Philadelphia too, What would ultimately happen is all of the foster care families would lose their ability to be foster care parents.
And you're talking about thousands of children every year that need a home.
Yeah, and thousands. The amazing thing is that the city of Philadelphia literally sent out an exasperated request for more foster care families because of the increased need. Mm-hmm. And then right after that said, well, now you've got to place these kids in LGBTQ homes, same-sex couples. And if you don't, we're going to revoke the agreement. And so this Catholic Social Services said no. Bethany Services said, okay. And the Catholic Social Services stood strong, and they filed suit, and the case now has a unanimous decision at the U.S. Supreme Court.
You know, as I remember, too, I believe the city actually supported their decision in Catholic Social Services, and then they switched all of a sudden and said, no, you have to place these children with same-sex couples.
Yeah, but here's the good news is, so we have a unanimous decision. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the decision. Breyer, Sotomayor, Kagan, Kavanaugh, and Barrett joined in full in that particular decision. But then there were several concurring decisions. So they all concurred or they all agreed with the result. Barrett filed a concurring opinion in which Kavanaugh and Breyer joined, stating that this case triggered strict scrutiny and thus there was no reason to overrule the case of Employment Division versus Smith.
We should explain what that case is about.
Yeah, and let me come back to that in a minute.
Okay.
Alito wrote a 77-page concurrence in which Thomas and Gorsuch joined, arguing that the 1990 Smith decision should be overturned. Gorsuch filed an opinion concurring in the judgment in which Thomas and Alito joined, also arguing that the Smith decision should be overturned. So what is Smith? Smith is a 1990 decision. It was written actually by Scalia, the worst decision of his judicial career on the Supreme Court.
And probably the worst First Amendment free exercise decision from the High Court ever, right?
In my lifetime for sure. So what happened is before 1990, even if he had a neutral law that burdened religion, then it was protected under the First Amendment by what's called strict scrutiny. In other words, the government would have to show a compelling reason, not just a reason, but the reason of the highest magnitude. And they would have to achieve their compelling reason in the least restrictive means possible. If there was any other way to achieve their compelling reason, and they didn't choose that least restrictive, then they would lose. So the burden was on the government to justify its restriction. So, for example, let me give you how that would work. In today's situation that we just went through with regards to the church closures, if all of the businesses were shut down and restricted, or all of them were limited to 25% capacity or 10% capacity, and I'm talking about across the board, grocery stores and meatpacking companies and warehouses, everything's across the board, then churches could not argue under Smith that it violates free exercise because it's a neutral law and it's generally applicable. Let me give you another example. If there's an LGBTQ law that comes out of Congress and says that you have to have LGBTQ in your hiring and all of your accommodations and every other practice of your life or your business or your ministry, then some religious organization says, but we have a sincerely held religious belief, and that collides with it. Under Smith, the courts would say, sorry, it applies to everybody, and so we're not going to give you any protection for your religious beliefs.
So what will you think it takes to get them to overturn Smith finally?
I think it's going to take another case. And so what happened here is we have two justices that were not ready to overturn Smith on the facts of this case, and that's Barrett and Kavanaugh.
The newer justices.
And obviously Breyer.
Interesting.
So we have three justices that were ready to overturn it now, which they should have overturned it. Mm-hmm. But we have at least, we need two more justices to completely overturn Smith. Now, the problem is that as a result of Smith weakening the free exercise clause, saying that if you have something neutral and generally applicable, sorry, religion, you lose, even though you've got a First Amendment protection specially just for you, the Congress passed this Religious Freedom Restoration Act in 1993, and it was unanimously passed in the House, 97-3 in the Senate, signed into law by Bill Clinton, supported by groups like the ACLU on one hand and Liberty Counsel, for example, on the other hand. Widespread support. So now you have this H.R. 5 bill in Congress, and it's already passed the House, and it's in the Senate. And Schumer, who was a co-sponsor of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993, now wants to revoke it.
Oh, we eradicate it with H.R. 5, won't
with
it?
With regards to now applying the LGBTQ agenda everywhere. Wow. So that's the problem. That's the problem. And so Smith needs to be overturned so that we really do have a full protection under the First Amendment. But the good news is, even without Smith being overturned, we have a unanimous court decision here in this case.
Great victory.
The bottom line is that this is a great victory for not only foster care, but adoption agencies. Adoption agencies would fall under the same category, whether it's placing children temporarily into homes of same-sex couples in which that violates your sincerely held religious beliefs and mission, or placing them permanently into homes of same-sex couples in which it violates your religious beliefs. It is applying the same thing.
And you're talking about these children who have already encountered probably violence, sexual abuse, and all kinds of tragic things. So you don't want to, you know, put them in a same-sex situation.
They've already had some kind of trauma in their life.
Right. This is for their protection, ultimately.
It's ultimately for their protection because they've already had a trauma.
Right.
That's why they're in foster care. And then sometimes they move from foster care into full-blown adoption. So the trauma is even perhaps worse.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to put them in a household with all kinds of confusion and different kinds of issues that they'll encounter. No. These religious organizations like Catholic Social Services, and I encourage ministries like Bethany Christian Services, stop compromising.
Right.
Stop your compromising.
Protect these children.
If it weren't for this Catholic group, then all the foster care and adoption agencies in Pennsylvania and frankly around the country would never have the benefit of this opinion.
You know, we commend Catholic Social Services and the two foster parents, the late Cecilia Paul and Sharonelle Fulton, who together fostered more than 140 children collectively. Yeah. You know, we commend them for taking this all the way to the
High
Court.
They took it all the way to the United States Supreme Court and won. This was a great victory. Mm-hmm. We still need to overrule the 1990 Smith decision, but that will have to wait for another day. But in the meantime, I mean, this is great to have a 9-0 mm-hmm. decision. More information on religious freedom and other issues affecting our faith and freedom, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and sign up for one or more of our emails and newsletters under the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.